USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Following weeks of increased COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations, more state leaders have begun asking residents to stay at home in hopes of helping curb the virus. This week, Texas became the first U.S. state to surpass 1 million cases. COVID-19 is hurting us more than we think. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has this.
A new study published in The Lancet points to another devastating effect of COVID-19. The study shows that 1 in 5 coronavirus patients were diagnosed with mental illness within 3 months of being diagnosed with the virus. The data collected suggests that COVID patients are at a higher risk of developing anxiety, depression, insomnia, and other mental health illnesses than patients with other illnesses. The researchers say that their preliminary results are enough to warrant further research into the link between coronavirus and mental illness. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.